Jeb. Bush takes aim at President Trump, he's not a victim. By Hannah Blow on October 22, 2019. Failed Trump challenger Jeb Bush on Tuesday decided to wade into political waters and comment on President Trump's latest remark describing the Democrat-led impeachment effort as a political lynching, stating that the president is not a victim. The former Florida governor, who failed to defeat then-candidate Donald Trump during the contentious Republican primary race in 2015 to 2016 and earned the nickname Low Energy Jeb, weighed in on Trump's tweet on Tuesday and declared that Trump is not a victim. The president is not a victim. He should be the most powerful person on the planet. To equate his plight to lynching is grotesque, Bush wrote in response to Trump's tweet. Despite Bush's claim, the president has been subjected to a swath of never-ending investigations spurred by Democrats in the deep state, as reports over the past year have shown. The Trump-Russia investigation, for instance, appeared to be a part of a greater contingency plan or insurance policy of the deep state, as indicated by texts between former FBI employees Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Deputy Director Andrew McCabe's office, that there's no way Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Strzok wrote in a message reportedly referencing the push for the Russia probe. In another text from August 2016, Page wrote, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? No. No, he won't. We'll stop it," Strzok wrote. Many Democrats were banking on the Mueller report, hoping it would serve as a catalyst for the president's impeachment. However, it concluded there was no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Trump's opponents quickly found another basis for the inquiry, but a faulty one based on a complaint from a so-called whistleblower regarding Trump's July 25 phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The White House released a transcript of the call, which did not show Trump shaking down the Ukrainian government or pressuring officials to interfere in the 2020 elections by investigating former Vice President Joe Biden, D. Trump's secondary query, the first was a reference to CrowdStrike, involved Biden's role in the firing of a prosecutor investigating Burisma Holdings, where his son Hunter Biden was making tens of thousands per month. Joe Biden bragged about getting the prosecutor fired after threatening to withhold $1 billion in aid. "I think someone should run just because Republicans ought to be given a choice," Bush told David Axelrod. Trump technically has three Republican primary challengers: former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, former Representative Joe Walsh, and former South Carolina Rep. and Governor Mark Sanford. Only one person showed up to Sanford's official campaign launch last week, according to reports.